Om Shanti, Namaskar, a very warm welcome to all of you in the third session of our Rajyoga Meditation Online Camp. And in the last two sessions, we have been hearing about the existence of the soul, about the identity of the soul. And now I think you all have understood that we all are unique point of lights. We all are souls. The soul which is residing in the body, and I am the master of this body, and I am the one who is actually playing, who is the one who is actually the owner of this body. Now, as we move forward, we'll be knowing a lot of things about soul's existence, that where the soul has come from, and what is the purpose of a soul, what is the occupation of a soul. So as we were going through the biodata of the soul, we heard about a lot many things. We heard about the qualifications, about the name, about the form of the soul. But what exactly is the occupation? What exactly is the date of birth, or what is my address? When I talk about an address of the soul, we all know our address. If I ask you that what is your address, then definitely you are going to tell me that I am actually from this country, I live in this state, in this city, in this town, this is the lane in which my home is. We all know about our temporary address. But that address that we always refer to, that address is a temporary one. That address is of my body. So right now, the body in which I am living, that address we always give to others. But when I change this body, when I change this costume, definitely the address is going to change. And in the similar way, we have changed a lot of address on this world, on this corporeal world. So this address is not a permanent address. We do have a permanent address. So what is that permanent address? And as we were just listening to the last session, we just encountered one question, and that was, as we see the population of the world is increasing day by day, so where are these souls coming from? So what is the place? Because the souls is something that can't be manufactured. You can't make souls. Soul is an energy. So you can't make Atma. You can't make energy. And so when we all are souls in the world, so where are we coming from? So what is that place? So we'll be knowing all these things in detail in today's session. So let us coming back to this Sakar Lok, this corporeal world. We all have knowledge of today's world. We all know what the earth is made of and how the earth moves and how it rotates around the sun. And we have seen it in our television, or we have a picture in our mind that how earth is rotating around the sun along with all the other planets. And we have a picture of how this the whole universe looks like. So we know that there are a lot of galaxies in this corporeal world, but this corporeal world is made up of five elements. So we see these five elements make up this corporeal world, but this corporeal world has got lot of names of it. We call it as the Mrityu Lok, the land where death and birth takes place, where lot of things are happening. So lot of five elements are changing their composition, and lot of things are happening on this world. We need to have a full detail of this world in which we live. We call this as the land of actions. We call this land, this world, as our karam bhumi. So this world doesn't it look like as if this world is rotating with the sun and the moon, as if there some lights are being put on the world? So the more we will understand about the corporeal world, we need to know more about our permanent home, because this world, as we say, this is a karam bhumi, but we need to have a home where from where we all have come from. So where is that home, and how does that what does that home looks like? So the more in when we go in more detail, we look upon the incorporeal world. There have been times when we become very depressed at times, when we become when we are filled with lot of sorrows in our lives, and when we actually face lot of failures in our life and we are depressed and demotivated, then most of the time we remember this world, we remember to God, and we always pray, oh God, please take me to the place where you live, because I don't feel comfort, I don't feel happiness or peace in this world. So which world are we remembering? Why are we remembering that world? Because in a subtle form, the message or the information of that world is very much inside our own self, inside the soul. So when we are talking about the incorporeal world, it has got several names of it, like the Nirakari Lok, the Param Dham, Shanti Dham, the world of peace, the soul world, the sixth element, or the Mukti Dham. So there are a lot of names that we call. There are a lot of names that we have given to this world. So it's a golden red self-luminous light that surrounds this world. It's a beautiful, world, and this is the world of all the souls. As you are seeing it on your screens, all the souls, they reside in this home in a very subtle form. All the souls are in our point of light, which are surrounded. There is a cluster of the souls, and we reside in this home with God. It's a beautiful home because this home is not having any thought. There are no thoughts, no five elements stuff can reach this world. And only the souls can go and reach this world. Most of the time we call this world as the cosmos or the cosmic world. As we go further and we become self-aware, we always see what action do we have to perform. My awareness has to be changed, and what my role is, what my occupation is in this world. There are different perspectives, different outlook of seeing ourselves. We can see this world as a big drama, as a big drama stage. The whole world, the whole earth is like a very big stage on which we as an actor are playing different roles. The soul becomes an actor, and the body that we are seeing, this body becomes a costume. So we have got a lot of costumes. We have changed a lot of costumes, and this is also one of the costume. So we have got two varieties of costume. Either we can be a male or a female. So based on the costume, we have got different responsibilities to play. But always, whenever we come on this earth, we always forget this thing. We think that whatever we are seeing is a reality. Definitely it is a reality. But the perspective, the outlook, or the viewpoint of seeing this world has changed a lot. Whatever we see, we always believe that these sorrows are going to be permanent. These things are going to be forever. But the things change so frequently. The moment the soul changes the body, everything changes. And when we take a new birth, there are new responsibilities and new roles to be played. So we always have to think about that this life is a very big drama. You must have seen actors in a theater or in a film. So whenever there is an actor who is playing a different role, the actor goes into the role so deeply. But when the drama is over, when the theater is closed, when the film is over, that actor comes back to its originality. Similarly, we as a soul also have to come back to our originality. We should not let ourselves just be into this drama or the role. Whatever character we are playing, there are a lot of characters that we play. There are a lot of people with whom we meet, and we see different characters being played by people. Some characters are negative, some characters are positive. So who decides what role I have to play? So it should be decided by me only. There is no one else who has to decide. You have to decide that whether you are a hero or a villain in this drama. So based on your thoughts, based on the actions that you perform, your character is decided. If you do positive acts, if positive deeds, then you become a hero in your own self on this world drama stage. But if you perform negative actions, if you are the one who's continuously giving sorrows to others and becoming trouble for others, and you are, you know, creating misunderstandings for others, then definitely you become a villain. Definitely you become a negative role player or a negative character for in others' lives. So who decides? It's you who have to decide. So when I decide for myself that I want to help people, as an actor, I want to perform my best role, my best act, my best performance has to be to help people, to, you know, make them survive, to make them happy, then I am a perfect role player. So as an actor, a soul performs its role. And there is no full stop to it, because this role play is going to be forever. The soul is an eternal role player. The soul is an eternal actor. So it's never going to, you know, stop. The soul is always going to perform. See, when you are nowadays put into lockdown and there has not been any role play, so how we are feeling? So we want to come back into our roles. We want to play our roles, you know, so deeply inside the part, the role that we have to play is so embedded in the soul. So the soul can't live without the role play. So, but we all are unique souls, and this unlimited drama, this behad ka drama is just like, you know, no replacement can be made. I am a unique soul. I am a unique role player. I am a unique actor. There is no one else who can play my role. I have to play my role the way I have always played. So it can't be replaced. So the awareness as an actor always, you know, guides me that whatever role I perform, it has to be for the best of everyone, for the common good of everyone, not just for me. I have to be a positive role player on this world drama stage. I have to perform my role to its best so that I give something to others rather than just taking. Then awareness of the self as a player. Now we can visualize this world as a playground. You all must have seen playgrounds, and you must have seen different games being played on a playground. Like you must have seen cricket sometimes, you must have seen football sometimes. So whenever a game is played, we always see a lot of players in it. It's not just that there is a single player. There is no point of having a game or winning or losing when there is just one player. Right? So similarly, on this playground, on this world as a playground, when we see it, there are a lot of players in it. There are a lot of souls who act as players in it, and we all want to win. But there are definitely failures. So life is a game, and we are all players. So failures and wins, failures and sometimes winners or sometimes losers. So it doesn't matter. So if you have lost a game, definitely you can win another game. So there shouldn't be any setbacks, because most of the time we feel depleted. We feel failure is the thing that has always happened to me. It's not going to be like that. So face the situations as they come. So these are the challenges, because players always like challenges. We don't want to play easy games. We always choose a hard game for us to play. We always choose that I want to become a perfect player, isn't it? So we always want to, you know, face the hardest one, the hardest player. We all always want our opposition to be the most serious one, the most, you know, the capable, the most perfect opponent, so that I win that, you know, I overcome that situation and I become a winner in the end. So that's how we learn lessons from our failures, and we just get motivated and inspirations to move forward. So just be aware of this world drama as a playground and yourself as a player. So there is no escape game here. Just like you see, if a player escapes from a game, from a playground, we feel that this player is of no use. So similarly, there is but on this playground, on this world playground, there is no escape game. There is no escaping. You can't escape. You already have. You have to play this game, because if you even try to escape the world, the role is going to change for you. The everything is going to change for you. You will be put in another scenario, in another playground. Then also you will have to play. So there is no escape game. You either have to learn to live. You always have to learn to win the game. So become a player, become a winner in this eternal game, because it's not going to end. Then third awareness is as a guest. So when you think yourself as a guest, and this whole world is like a guest house. So see, you must have been a guest several times in your lives. You must have been to places or hotel, you must have been to your relations or have been to your relative's house. So whenever you go to your relative house or whenever you visit a hotel, you always see that these things are just like, you know, someone else's houses, not mine. My house is different. So when I come back to my house, I feel that I can do whatever I want. But when you go to someone else's house or visit a hotel or hire a room, you always feel that whatever is there in that house, you are just a guest, and you are, as an instrument, you are using it. Those things doesn't belong to you. So in the same way, so when we see ourselves as a guest in this whole world is a very big guest house, isn't it? So we all have come from Paramdham, from the Supreme Abode, from the incorporeal world, of course, and we have actually boarded this place. We have actually hired a house. We have actually hired this body, and this body becomes just like a house where the soul is residing. And the soul is just like a guest in this house. So one day we'll have to leave this body. One day we'll have to leave this house. And then we'll have to take another one. So life has to be taken as a celebration, and we all are guests in it. Then there are other perspectives also, other outlook also. Then nothing belongs to me. There is nothing in this world that belongs to me. I am just using all those things. So as a guest, use those things. As a guest, use whatever things are provided to you. But don't think that you possess them. The problem comes when we feel that I am actually the owner of everything. I have spent so much of money. I have spent so much of efforts of mine. I have made a lot of efforts of mine earning all these things. I'm making my house, I'm making my children study, so these are my children. See, this is my house, this is my responsibility, this is my office, this is all those things, you know. I always put finger on those things and say, these things belong to me. Even if the body, you know, the body deteriorates, so I feel so depressed when this body deteriorates, and someday I feel that I'm going to die one day. So whichever things I am actually trying to say that these things belong to me, those things are actually going away from me. So that is the reason, I have a lot of sorrows, because I gradually develop a lot of fears in my mind of losing things day by day. So one day I'll be leaving this body, and as I leave the body, rest of the other things which I possess are also going to go. So I'm going to lose this ownership forever, whom I am claiming that all these things belong to me. So you, nothing belongs to you. There is nothing in this world that belongs to you and you can take with yourself. No, you can't take anything from this world. You will always have to leave. You will have to leave the body. You will have to leave the house. You will have to leave these relations. Nothing belongs to you. So prepare for the return. So you always have to prepare that you are using it, but one day you will have to pack up your stuff and you will have to go back. But when you are really a guest in a house, then you definitely have a lot of things to pack and take back. But here, what soul can take back? All the karma that soul has performed, all those things that I have, all the feelings that I have, all the experiences that I had, so all the sanskaras that I had, all those things are my luggage, all those things are my baggage. So I'm going to go back with my sanskaras, with my feelings, with my behavior, with my emotions. So all those things are going to, with my actions, so those things are going to go with me. Nothing else will go with me. So we always should be ready to leave whenever the time comes. So we have to be detached. So make yourself detached from things. Just become a detached observer. Just use all these things as a guest, as a trustee. Use whatever stuff is provided to you. Use your house. Think as if I am just a guest in this house. Think as your body as a guest house. I am just a guest in this body. And with this awareness, gradually you will actually find happiness in your life. And all the fears are removed. You know, a guest is never, you know, intimidated with the fact what is going to happen with this hotel, how this hotel is going to run, or what is going to happen with someone else's house, because that house doesn't belong to, you know, me. So in the same way, when I feel that this, all these things doesn't belong to me, it belongs to God. God has given me all these things. I'm just a guest. I'm just using it. All your fears will be removed. And that is the cause of sorrows. And when all my fears are removed, all the sorrows will be gone. Next. So we souls are on an eternal journey. So we all have gone to several journeys in our life. People visit several places. They travel a lot. So we also are travelers. A soul is a traveler and a soul is on an eternal journey. So when you wake up early in the morning, you always have this consciousness in your mind. You always wake up with this consciousness that I have to go to my office, and then you prepare yourself for it. When you come back from your office, you are actually in a resting mode. You want to rest. You want to give rest to your body. And then in the night, you take a good sleep. Now, again, when you wake up again in the morning, then you are again, in the same consciousness that I'm going to go back to my Karambhumi, to my workplace, to my office. In the same manner, we see the soul, the soul's eternal home, the soul's real home is the Paramdham, is the sixth element, the Brahmalok, the world of peace, the incorporeal world where the souls have come from. So we all reside there, and then because of the actions, because of our role play, we all have come on this earth. We all have come into this five elements world, into this corporeal world, and then taken birth. And then when we take birth, we earn lot of karma, we make lot of karmic accounts. Either the account is positive account or a negative one. So the positive account or a negative account, the whole journey depends on, my whole journey depends on what kind of accounts I have created. And based on those accounts, I always try to settle these accounts. And based on those accounts, I take several births. So there is going to be a day when the night will come and we all souls have to return back to our home. So one day that time is going to come. So we are going to see all those things in detail in our coming sessions, that what is going to be that time when we all have to return back to our home. But we just now should understand on this earth, coming and going to this home, and come, we all have to examine this, and we all should have this thing in mind, that coming and going back to Paramdham, coming on this earth and then going back to Paramdham, is a continuous process. It's a never-ending process. We all have to come back. Why? What is the reason? The reason is because the eternal sanskara of the soul is to act. We always want to act. The soul's identity is with acting. The soul has to perform because the soul is an eternal performer. It needs act. It needs to work. It's an eternal player. It's an eternal guest. So we all are on a journey. So this journey is never going to end. So we always have to come back to on earth, and we always have to leave back. So this journey is never going to end. But we have to really identify, we have to really, understand what my purpose of coming on this earth is. Because several people, they actually don't know what my purpose is, why I have come. And we become so confused with this concept that we want moksha. Most of the time we we say that I don't want to come on this earth, I just want to be liberated forever. But liberation forever is not possible. We will be seeing that in our later stages, that why liberation is not possible to get it forever. Because see, nowadays also when you are actually stuck in lockdown in your houses, it is so difficult to stay in a house. People are actually becoming frustrated and suffocated at times, because you are just made to sit without doing anything. And the soul's eternal sanskar is to act, to perform something. So not to perform anything, not to do anything is, you know, it's just like so boring. It's just like the real right of doing something is being taken. So the purpose of coming on earth is to express my full potentials, what I can do. A soul performs a lot of things. There are so many souls in this world. So we all are engaged in doing something or the other thing. We all are making new things, bringing new things in the world, making new inventions in the world, giving life to people, making changes in people's lives. So we all are contributing in this world and expressing ourselves, that I am something, I am making a difference to this world. So that's my purpose of coming on this world. And secondly, my other purpose is to experience a relationship with the Supreme. If I want to experience the relationship that I have with my Father, the Supreme Father, God, then how can I experience that relationship? The only way of experiencing it is to have a body on this earth and then feel. Because if the soul is not having any body, the feelings can't come. I can't express, I can't feel anything. Soul only feels something whenever the soul is in the body. A soul without a body is nothing. A soul without a body can't see because it hasn't got eyes. A soul without a body can't taste because it hasn't got mouth. A soul without a body can't hear. So we need to have experiences, and for those experiences we have to come on this earth and take this costume and then perform. So lot of experiences are gained, lot of things are being learned. So that's the purpose of ours, to come on this earth. Now, when the soul comes on this earth, we just heard that we earn, we make two accounts. One is a positive account and one is a negative account. So definitely there is going to be something to settle these accounts. So if we have a positive account, then there is no issue. Positive accounts will give positive, very fruitful results to me. But if I have a negative account, so settlement of negative account is a very troublesome thing, because those negative accounts are going to give me some really negative happenings, some catastrophic things happening in my life, some kind of things that I would not like to have, some sorrows in my life. So there are two ways through which you can settle your negative accounts. One way is that you have sufferings in your life, in your present life. You may have diseases in your body, or you may have mental depressions or mental diseases. And in that way, or losses in your life. So whatever loss is happening in the form of physical form or any other way. So that is actually some kind of, you know, the settlement of the negative account that you have earned by your negative actions. This settlement is happening. The other way to settle accounts is through Sukshma Lok. Sukshma Lok, what is Sukshma Lok? It's called subtle world. It's kind of an interface between this corporeal world and the incorporeal world. So we see a white world is being created between both of these worlds. So we call this as another world. So this is a bright white world which is full of lot of experiences, and the body resides in this form in an angelic form. So there is no five elements. It's just an angelic body is in the form of light. But there are going to be lot of experiences. The soul experiences lot of things in this subtle world. So we will be knowing more about subtle world, but this world is more for giving experiences to people. You must have heard people who have had near to death experiences, that they went into a world where they were shown lot of things, lot of actions that they performed in their life, in their lives, and they just got to know that due to these wrong actions, they might be experiencing these kind of punishments. So when they came back into the same body, then they actually told that I have learned a lesson now, and from now on I'll be performing some good actions. So this kind of experiences tell us that there definitely is a sukshma lok, a subtle world, where all the things are going to be settled. So we need to think upon it. Now today, as we are aware of the three worlds, one is the incorporeal world, then the corporeal world in which we live, the five elements, and the interface. So all these three worlds make up our universe. And now you can actually go and have experience of the three worlds. And to live in this world and to have the knowledge of these three worlds is very much important. So let us just have a meditative experience of the subtle world and of the incorporeal world, that how we should actually think about going around these worlds and have a really soothing experience, a very calming experience. So think yourself as a eternal being of light. Make yourself comfortable, feel comfortable wherever you are sitting. Now, focus in the center of the forehead. Bring all your attention to the center of the forehead and try to see yourself as a point of light. I am an eternal, imperishable, peaceful, loveful, blissful point of light, sparkling and shining in the middle of the forehead, like a star. I am the owner of this body. I am an eternal actor performing a character role. This body is my costume. The whole world is like a big drama. But I am a hero actor. I am playing a life-changing role. I am making a difference by bringing positive change in others' lives. I'm not concerned about losing. Failures may happen sometimes. But as I see this world as an eternal playground, I'm an eternal player. I always focus on my performance. I will never give up. I will give my best shot. And as I see this world as a guest house, and even my body as a temporary house, I have rented this body am a guest in this body and in this world. One day I will have to leave. I am going to take back good sanskaras with me, good karma with me. So I am not accumulating any bad karmic accounts. I am always creating good karmic accounts, giving happiness to others. I have learned that giving something to someone is going to bring that thing back to me. What I give comes back to me. As a guest, I am just giving happiness, love, peace to others. And so what I give, I get it in return. I'm a beautiful passenger. Life is just like a journey. I'm on this eternal journey. One day my stop is going to come and I'll disembark. I am on this never-ending journey. With this consciousness, I always move on happily. I always perform good actions. My drama, my act, is the best act. My role is the best role. My game is the best game. Om Shanti. Om Shanti.